Millie, we ask you to come on up, and it's exciting to see many of your family with us as well, so we'll let you share.
Good morning. Can you hear me? Hi. Hi, Mateo. Hi, good morning. So I'll just read off of what I wrote. So over 5 years ago, I would lay in bed, either on my phone or asleep, waiting for time to just pass. I would indulge in things I thought would make me happy, and not realizing how wrong or selfish it was. I continued to feel alone, sad, and bitter. Life to me seemed to be one with no purpose. Just dark with no light in view. And oftentimes, I thought to myself, what's the point? My sister would come to me, eager to tell me what she learned on a Sunday sermon or on Wednesday Bible studies. And I didn't want to listen. At times, I did tell her, no, I don't want to listen. But at some point, hearing her voice became more active listening to what she was saying, and slowly I became more and more intrigued. Fast forward, I'm here. I'm here standing, knowing Christ Jesus is my Savior. He pulled me out from the depths where I no longer want to be. I find strength and comfort knowing that through the stormy weather, I can call on him. All the praise and gratitude and glory goes to God for the many people he put in my life to help me grow and who continue to help me grow as well. Now my life has purpose. Thank God. Christ is in me. I serve him now. Life is no longer my own, but in Christ, and I rejoice. And I'll just read a verse from or chapter in Psalms, chapter 23, verses 3-4. He renews my life. He leads me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even when I go through the darkest valleys, I fear no danger, for you are with me. Your staff and your rod, they comfort me. Okay, thank you.